We're going to continue the show now by chatting with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood here in the studio with us now. Recently put an editorial in the News of Orange talking about a new mental health response unit that's being created within the sheriff's office. Significant development in the context of lots of debates going on about criminal justice reform and law enforcement reform. And this is a significant step here in Orange County. So, Sheriff Blackwood, thank you for being with us today, and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Aaron. It's always good to be here at the Hill and around good folks, and just thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about the mental health response unit. It was, the editorial that you wrote in the News of Orange, was it last week, I think,
yes.
or within the last
yes.
couple of weeks
yes.
that I saw, and it really struck me as a really positive response and a really positive way of approaching just thinking about and rethinking the way that we approach law enforcement in our community and just in general. And I know mental health response is something that's very near and dear to your heart personally.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I've told the story many times that, you know, when you have someone that you know is been affected by this, it really hits home. And I think that, you know, breaking down the stigma that is around mental health is critically important to understanding how to move forward with it. And, you know, early on in my career, I realized that the emergency room and the jail are the two places that the mental health folks end up being, and they're the two places in the county that really can't do anything to help them. So we started several years ago really focusing and becoming intentional about how to address our mental health needs within our detention facility and on the road. And one of the first innovations that came around was even before the CIT or the crisis intervention training, some training that came out of the mountains of North Carolina where a deputy had encountered someone who was on the spectrum and didn't quite know how to handle that situation, and that young man tragically was shot and killed because the deputy involved viewed what was going on as an attack. There was some conversation between the parents of that child and the sheriff's office and the county, and they talked about how they could turn this into some type of a positive. And this was in the mid-90s. We got a video that everybody would watch in a training session, and it talked about how to recognize triggers and areas where you might need something other than a law enforcement response. And out of that came the crisis intervention training that all of our staff has been through, and the mental health first aid for the detention center staff up there. So the idea to treat folks who have special needs has been one that's been in the works for some time. There's been a great discussion as of late about law enforcement reform, and one of those issues talks about how we deal with the mental health, mm-hmm. People who have mental health issues. So that's kind of where this came from. That was the platform that we built upon.
So what will the mental health unit, mental health response unit, what will it actually entail?
So in trying to figure out how to, you know, we cannot expect our officers who are out on the street, the deputies who are working in the patrol division, to have every answer to every problem. But we know that as problem solvers, we've got to figure out a way to try to have those resources available to them. And we saw how well the crisis intervention training was working. And there was a lot of discussion about social workers and bringing social workers into the mix. You know, one of the issues that is raised when you sit down and talk with clinical social workers, they will tell you that they work in a pretty sterile environment. They're not out on the street. They're not going into the calls while the blue lights are on. And it just seemed to me that there was a way to close that gap a bit. And so I started doing some research, just went online and typed in on a Google search, mental health response law enforcement. And I stumbled across the fact that, first off, it's all over the Midwest, they have really embraced this. And it's something that is making its way towards the East Coast. And, you know, there are still some agencies that are not looking at this, but there are a lot that are. So what we did is we sat down and looked at one of the models that we felt was the best. And we said, okay, we want to have a clinician, a master's level clinician, who is focusing on the mental health needs, and a deputy riding together in a unit, and they would be the mental health response unit. You might have a situation where they respond to a call where somebody's not on their best day, right? And it might be because they've lost their job. It might be because they've lost their girl or boyfriend or their significant other. It might be because of any number of things that are going on that maybe a law enforcement officer is not the most appropriate person to be dealing with them, where the clinician could step in and kind of manage that situation towards a resolution. It also might be a situation where it is a criminal situation that has a imbalance of the mental health issues that they can deal with it together and resolve the issue. And it might be something that is clearly criminal and needs to be dealt with in the criminal courts. But our hope is that, and we have looked at a number of calls that we've been to where we said, well, this would have worked. If it's somebody that, again, is having a bad day and they're on the I-85 bridge and they're talking about jumping off and they're mad at law enforcement, the last thing they want to see is a bunch of blue lights, mm-hmm. where that clinician could step in and we can offer protection for them to do their job and talk that person down. And, you know, we talk about our negotiators. We've got a team of negotiators. This is going to take this to another level and dealing with issues that we hope that we can resolve in a fashion that we haven't been doing in the past.
Speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, talking about the new mental health response unit, and when I first heard about this, I just thought this was such a thoughtful way of approaching it, because in the whole debate about criminal justice reform and law enforcement and policing, one thing that has increasingly stuck out to me is when someone calls 911 and it's a medical emergency, you send EMS. When it's a fire, you send the fire department. And for literally everything else, and there's such a wide range of calls that come in, it's the sheriff's office, it's the police department every single time. And there's so many different things that you have to deal with, and there's so many different correct ways of responding to it. There are a lot of departments who won't be thoughtful about this and will just respond to all of the calls in kind of the same way. And I think this is such an important step to say, okay, this is a particular thing. How do we respond to it specifically?
Well, and you make a good point, because we find that law enforcement, by and large, responds to all of societal's failures, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got to figure out a better way of doing what we do. This is just it may not be the answer, but it is a answer, and it's worked in other areas, and we just want to see how it will work here. Of course, the funding for the unit is not going to be a huge problem for us, because we've got people, we're so blessed in this area where, you know, we've got UNC and we've got a huge mental health program there. My hopes are that we can partner with them and get people who are seeking their master's to help maybe do intern work with us, where we can get people to volunteer for the program. There's also our Project Engage, which is run through the Department on Aging, which might have someone who has served their life's mission as being in the mental health arena that may want to come on and help us. So we're excited about finding out where the other half of this is going to come from. Kate Finhagen, our Criminal Justice Resource Department Director, and I have talked at length about this, and it does take a heavy lift to get a master's level clinician to get out of that sterile environment to come with us. But I know there are people out there that want to do this work, that will give of their time, understanding we're not going to put them in a car and put them out there by themselves. This unit will be working as a team. There will be strengths and weaknesses on both sides of that car, and we want them to balance one another out and offer another option to the people in our community, because we feel they deserve it.
Yeah. the city of Durham is considering something like this as an agency that's outside the reins of the police department. I know in your piece in the News of Orange, you said, well, maybe in an ideal world that would be the case, but it's currently my job to respond to these calls, so we're going to do this within the department. Ideally, do you think this should be within the sheriff's office or outside of it?
So this is another issue that Kate Finhagen and I have talked about a lot is, you know, again, this is an effort for us to take the services where they need to be. We can't wait for people to come to us. We're going to be sent there. And you're absolutely right. When 911 calls, I'll tell you, I've been riding around listening for the last couple of months when this discussion started about defunding police. I started really listening to the calls that come out and how they're dispatched. And I'm listening saying, who else is going to go to that call, right? One, who would want to go to it? Two, who's got the authority to deal with it? And three, who's available? So we are the one that are having to take care of this. I do believe that there is hope for a mobile mental health unit that will be able to work with law enforcement in an area in this area that they can go to these calls, and we can not necessarily a co-response, but we talked about another, not 911, but another system where communications can send those calls out, and they would have volunteers that would be there answering the phones. We'll determine whether it's just somebody upset about the fact that somebody stole their skateboard or whatever it is, and make sure the appropriate response comes along. But until that happens, it's my job, as you said, to take care of the people in this community the best way I can and close that gap of opportunity and need.
Yeah, and close that gap, I think, also, and you mentioned this, between law enforcement and social workers, because another thing that's occurred to me in this debate is law enforcement officers are social workers, at least properly understood.
Every law enforcement officer has far exceeded the studies to be a social worker. And I just have two interns that have just finished up with us, and both of them are looking into social work. And they have said, you know, I've learned more here than I would ever have learned in the classroom. And I'm not bragging and saying that law enforcement is the be-all, end-all. I will tell you that deputy sheriffs are problem solvers, and they deal with folks within our community on a gamut of calls. And we do a pretty darn good job of solving problems and bringing them to a successful conclusion. So I'm really proud of the folks that we've got working with us. And I'd put them up against just about any social worker out there.
This is, again, speaking with Sheriff Charles Blackwin, we've got to start wrapping up, but this is part of a much, much larger debate about criminal justice reform in general. There is a pretty significant bill that's moving through the General Assembly right now, doing a number of different things on criminal justice reform, and I know you spoke out in favor of that bill earlier this week, right?
Yes, we were over in Raleigh, and the president of the association was tied up in a meeting, and I had to represent, I was honored to represent the Sheriff's Association as second vice president speaking over there. I've talked to Chris Blue a lot about this legislation. We really like a lot of the information that's in this bill. It's got some really positive changes for the law enforcement arena, and it goes along with the conversations we've been having about police reform. So we're really excited about this bill. We hope that it makes it through.
Next steps for the mental health response unit?
So the next steps, we've got the two deputies and their vehicles ready to roll. We're beginning some additional training. They've been through CIT. We're going to make sure that they get through crisis management and hostage negotiation. And then we're going to partner them, hopefully very soon, with some eager people who are wanting to help out their community. And we'll be on the road.
Sounds good. Again, the Mental Health Response Unit, much more on this as it continues to develop. You can check out the News of Orange County for Sheriff Blackwood's editorial. That was earlier this month. Sheriff Charles Blackwood, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's always good to be at 97.9 The Hill.